good that we can come together as a body of believers, thinking back that feels like we were just here yesterday. Weeks are going by so quick. We have done celebrated our 4th of July, and now we're going into this hot summer that we have in South Carolina. And so we thank the Lord for good AC and good cold water. And because of the heat that we deal with every year. But it is good that you and I are in the house of the Lord. It is good that we can come together as a body of believers, that we can encourage one another by lifting one another up in prayer. And I've always said, when you come together, you can see each other, you can pray with one another and lift one another up in prayer. And that's a great encouragement, because we need all the encouragement that you and I can get. This world has given us so much discouragement, but I don't know about you folks, if we can't be encouraged in our church, where can we find encouragement? Where can we find the Lord except finding Him, knowing Him, and making Him known? And that's the most wonderful thing that you and I are challenged to do every day, is to continue to be in prayer for each and every one. And it's good to have those that are watching with us today live. My prayer is there's something I can say to you and your family to encourage you along the way as we get into God's Word today. So if you would go with me into the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah 55:1. And we want to look at this as time will permit. The book of Isaiah 55:1. And the title of my message today is Come to Jesus and Be Satisfied. Come to Jesus and be satisfied. We live in a world where that it seems like nobody wants to be satisfied or can get satisfied. We live in a world where that everybody's trying to reach for everything they possibly can, and it seems like they just never get to what they're reaching for because they're always wanting more. I've always said, if you have a million, you'll want another million. If you have 2 million, you want 3 million. If you got 4 million, see, and it just keeps going on and on and on. And in the world which we live, you never get satisfied. But I want to share with you today that when we come to Jesus, He satisfies everything that you and I go through and anything that we can ever imagine. And when we meet the Savior, when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ on a personal basis, and when we meet Him, not just asking Him to come into our heart and life, but when we have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis, He satisfies your soul, and the longing that you want to receive, you will get it from the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will satisfy your heart and your life. Let's look at this passage here as we open up here into God's Word. Isaiah 55:1. And if you're there, give you a few seconds to get there. There's a Bible in the pew. It's going to be projected on the screen. We're going to look at this here a little bit. The Bible says this. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in the abundance. Verse 3, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Can I hear an amen to God's Word? Listen, I want us to look at this passage of Scripture real close, because I want you to see that Isaiah the prophet is speaking in behalf of the Lord. And what he is saying is that all the things that you can touch your hands on, whether it's money, whether it's possessions, it's stuff that you have, whatever it may be, that is not what gets you to the Lord Jesus Christ. What gets you to the Lord Jesus Christ is to relinquish all the things that you can touch, all the things that you can handle, all the things that you want, and you take that place with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you begin to call on Jesus Christ and say, Lord, these things in this world is not going to satisfy me. Now the enemy is going to make you think you're satisfied and you're doing great, but you're not, because Jesus is not in the equation. But when Jesus gets in the equation, when Jesus shows up in your heart and life, then he begins to show out and show you the love and the mercy and the grace. Then you begin to become satisfied, because there's nothing else that you long for, because all that you want is to know that Jesus Christ is in the center of your heart and life, and to know that Jesus will satisfy all the longings that you and I have in our lives. The Bible lets us know that we fight against flesh, not flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities, rulers, wickedness, and high places, and dark areas. And to know that the flesh and the spirit, the Bible says, will wrestle against each other. And the enemy doesn't want you to pray to Jesus. He doesn't want you to read your Bible. He doesn't want you to have a personal relationship with Jesus. He just wants you to be what you want to be, say what you want to say, go where you want to go, do what you want to do. But Jesus says you will not be satisfied until you come to the well that Jesus has, just as the woman at the well. He said, if you only knew who I was, I am the living waters. I am the God that you need in your life to bring satisfaction to you and to satisfy your heart day in and day out. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that this is preparation for a great invitation. A chapter of comfort, as we see this in Isaiah 55. A comfort and faith. To know that we are to sing, we are to break forth into singing and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and to know that we are satisfied because now we know the Savior has come. He bled and died, arose on the third day, seated with the right hand of the Father. Therefore, you and I have victory, and we can be satisfied to know that Jesus Christ is steering the ship in our hearts and lives. I want you to know today in Isaiah 54 and 1, the prophet says, sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing. Cry out loud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, saith the Lord of hosts. Expecting great blessings, expecting great and mighty moving of God. Jesus says, no matter what you're going through, I've been through it. And if I've been through it, you're going to go through it. But you still give praise. You still give glory. You still give honor. You thank him in the valleys, even when he's on the mountain, when you're down in the ditch. You still give God praise, because it does not change your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God clearly lets us know, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of the widowhood anymore. Fear not. In other words, tell God, say, God, I can't handle this no more. A lot of times we'll say, I don't want to bother you, God, right now because you're busy in your heavens and I'll handle it and I'll take care of it. When you try to handle stuff and take care of it yourself, you're going to make a big mess out of it and you will not be satisfied until Jesus, the living water, comes on the scene and begins to take care of the things that you think you can take care of that you can't, He will. Why? Because He's a deliverer. Why? Because He is a healer. Why? He is a sustainer. Why? He's a God that understands you and I, knows us inside and out, for He has created us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He's created us to worship Him, and no matter what we're going through, we still give God praise, because if we don't praise God, the rocks will cry out, because somebody is going to give God praise. Somebody is going to move in a mighty way, and Jesus is in your best interest. Hallelujah. The Bible clearly lets us know that we are to have great mercy and that God clearly loves us all. Isaiah 54 clearly lets us know in verse 7, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercy I will gather you. With a little wrath I've hidden my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. For this is the like of the waters of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you, nor rebuke you, for the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness, look at this, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, saith the Lord, who has mercy on you. I want you to know today God has so much mercy on you that He's not turned His back on you. I want you to know today that we need to realize that we can be satisfied. We can bask in God's love. We can bask in His grace and His mercy to know that He will sustain us every step of the way. You might be going through something today and you don't know which end is up, but I want you to know Jesus said, come to the living waters, the waters that'll never run dry, that He will satisfy the thirst that you have and give you the living water that you've never had before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has in purpose for you and what He's doing for you in your life. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that we are not to walk in fear. God is not a God of fear, but a God of love, a God of a sound mind, a God that knows us no matter what we're dealing with. God will be with us every step of the way. He will be with you just as He was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The same God that was then is the same God that's with you and I, and He will lead us and carry us every step of the way. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. The Bible clearly lets us know that this is a chapter that's guaranteeing God's people, guaranteeing the protection of His hand upon us. I said just a few weeks ago that God's chosen people is Israel, But we're His also as well. We're grafted in the vine. We're the Gentiles. We're the others that God has grafted us in. We are in the body of Christ. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the bridegroom. And one day He's coming for His bride. He's coming for His church. And to know that He has His hand upon you, those that are faithful, those that are serving Him, those that are calling on Him and having the personal relationship, He's coming for you. He's coming for us. He's coming for a church that is ready to go when He calls. The Bible clearly lets us know that we must assemble ourselves together in the bond of love. For we don't know when the coming of the Lord is, as He will come as a thief in the night. If you knew a thief was coming to your house, you would get prepared, you would get ready. But there are times that you don't know. There are times now that we don't know. But Jesus one day will split the eastern skies, and we are to be right and to be ready. But He's letting us know that He's not forsaken you. He's not forsaken us. He loves us with an unconditional love, for He has a covenant with you and I today. We have a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ that we are grafted and we are connected in His grace and in His mercy. The Bible clearly lets us know in Isaiah 54 and 11, O you that are afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphire. I will make your pinnacles as rubies, your gate of crystal, and all your walls of precious stone, and all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me, but whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoilers to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah! God has given you and I a promise. He's given us the Word. It is a Word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's there for us of understanding. The Bible is there for correction. It's reproof. It's instruction. It lets us know not to look to the left, not look to the right, but we're looking to the cross and to know that Jesus Christ is on our side. It's already been written. It's already been read. The Bible has told us He has won. We have won. We are satisfied in Christ Jesus. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Now, we're prepared for a life-changing invitation. The Bible clearly lets us know, come and satisfy your thirst. Come and satisfy your hunger. Come and satisfy your soul. Today, if you're looking for something else, look no further. If you're looking for a bigger paycheck, you're looking for a bigger house, a bigger car, a bigger this or that, look no further, because that's nothing but stuff and things. What you need to look to is Jesus to satisfy your soul. What does it profit a man if he gains his whole world and loses his own soul? What will he give in exchange? Folks, knowing Jesus Christ is the first and foremost thing that we need to be concentrating on a daily basis, because everything else is going to nothing but dust. You come from dust, you'll return to dust. But the soul of man never dies. The soul of man never dies. It's going somewhere, folks. But we have to make sure, God lets us know that we must make sure these things are written that you may know that you have everlasting life. God's not giving you a surprise. He's not giving you a mystery box for you to open up. He's letting you know before anything else takes place, because He doesn't want His sons and daughters of the Most High God to walk around with blinders on their eyes. He's opening up our eyes. You said, well, Pastor, how is He opening up your eyes? He's opening up our eyes through the Word of God and through His Holy Spirit, by His Holy Spirit and in His Holy Spirit, because it's a comforter that has come to this earth. When He ascended back to the Father, the Comforter came down, and the work that He's called us to do is to continue until He returns. The Bible lets us know. He says, come and satisfy your thirst. Three times in this passage of the word, come is used. It corresponds to Revelation 22 and 17. And the Spirit and the bride said, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It is used three times. And there as well, the triple invitation of the corresponds to the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All participate in the great plan of salvation. And I want you to know today, it is our job to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. It is our job to be the disciple and the servant that He's called us to be. Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, you got to what? Deny yourself. Don't take up His cross. He's already bared it. You're to take up your cross and follow Him and be fishers of men. Jesus is saying, we've got to do our part, then He in return will do His part. He will do His part. Listen. The four articles of purchase, as it is outlined in verse 1 and verse 2, becomes water, it becomes bread, it becomes wine, it becomes milk. And yet it expresses the plenitude of grace in the Savior. It exhibits the four gospels as we see the word buy is used. And yet the purchase price is not money. Were it so, most could never obtain the treasure. Therefore the price that is demanded is the heart of man. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And believe in the heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then the phrase is used, and eat. Men must partake of Christ before they can become a part of Christ. Let me say this again. Men must partake of Christ before they can become a part of Christ, which can be done only by faith in Christ and what He has done for us at the cross. Thirst is common to all. We all understand this craving when we're thirsty. When we've been outside, we might have been cutting on our riding lawnmower. We might have been weed eating a little bit. Giving you an example of an analogy. You get thirsty. I know I get thirsty. I get sweaty. The sweat just keeps rolling and rolling. The more I wipe, it seems like the harder it comes. But I know that once I get it done, I get in the house of the air conditioning that I'm feeling, and I go to the refrigerator and I open up me a good bottle of water. Boy, it feels good. And it won't take long for me to cool off. Why? Because I am fulfilling that thirst. That thirst that I've got, I'm filling it up. And that's the same way it is with the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be thirsty where we can fill up on God's power. We can fill up on God's presence. We can fill up on His love and His mercy. And when we fill up, then we, guess what? We become satisfied. We become satisfied. We become especially thirsty in dry times. Thirst speaks of deep inner cravings. Many people make vain attempts to satisfy the human thirst. They'll try to chase money. They'll try to chase possessions. They'll try to chase positions, prestige. They'll chase alcohol. They'll chase drugs. They'll chase pleasures. They'll chase pride. Our Lord invites us to come and drink from the living water. Because the living water will never leave you dry. The living water will fill you up. And the more you begin to seek Jesus, the more Jesus begins to seek you. And He begins to be what you need in your life, not what you want. And we live in a world to get what you want. But Jesus says, I've come to give life and give it more abundantly, and that it would satisfy your soul. Soul, day in and day out. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 4:23 says this, but the hour has come and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's the God that I'm talking about today, that satisfies our soul when we begin to worship Him and give Him honor in the good and in the bad, because God will sustain you every step of the way. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Water is, in Isaiah, the common metaphor for divine grace. God gives us divine grace. He gives us by divine grace. My first point today is come and satisfy your thirst. Come and satisfy your thirst. My second point today is come and satisfy your hunger. Your hunger. Jesus told the woman at the well, if you only knew who I was. She says, what do you have with me? I'm a Samaritan. You don't must be hanging around with me. You're not supposed to be around me. We're a mockery to you and where you're from, your nationality. What do you do hanging around with me? You see, hunger alerts us to the need for the nourishing of the food. Spiritual hunger calls for the bread of life. Blessings are promised to the spirituality of hungry, being hungry. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be what? Be filled. Be filled. Folks, we've got to get to the point where we're hungry and we're thirsting after the Lord Jesus Christ. But see, we live in a society that everything is instamatic. And you've got your list as long as Santa Claus to say what you're going to do tomorrow, what you're going to do next week, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, where you're going to do it. You've already planned out, but did you leave any room to have plan for God? Did you leave any room to have prayer with Him, to talk with Him, to share with Him, just to let Him know what you're going through? Oh, well, Pastor, He already knows what I'm going through. No, but He wants to hear it from you. He wants you to bring it out verbally. He wants you to bring it out to Him. Because if we do that, we're just going to assume that God's just everything. Listen, God says, when we begin to seek Him, He's going to begin to seek us. Because He wants to see how much you're longing from Him. Matthew 5:6 says this, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Human efforts to satisfy spiritual hunger fail. Let me say it again. Human efforts to satisfy spiritual hunger fail. Only Jesus, hear me today, only Jesus satisfies this inner appetite. Only Jesus satisfies. There's nothing else that's going to satisfy you. Nothing else. Now, the enemy is going to tell you, the devil's going to tell you, oh, you're fine, you're okay. Don't worry about it. Jesus loves you. You're fine, you're okay. But folks, there comes a time where we have to make a decision. We've got to make a choice. Are we going to serve the Lord with all our heart, mind, and body, and spirit? Are we going to do it or are we not? Are we going to be all in or not in? This is a decision that you and I have to make on a daily basis. The daily basis, am I going to serve the Lord on a daily basis? Am I going to communicate with Him on a daily basis? My third point in my closing, come and satisfy your soul. Isaiah 52:2, as we will see, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. The Lord God says, eat what is good and let your soul delight in itself in abundance. Accepting the Spirit's invitation through the prophet will satisfy us fully. As someone has well said, the soul of man is so big that only God can fill it up. Let me read this again. As someone has said, the soul of man is so big that only God can fill it up. Are we filling stuff up in our lives? Are we filling ourselves up with the Lord? Let your soul delight in fatness. People search for satisfaction of the soul, spending money for that which is not bread, laboring for the things that do not satisfy. Eat that which is good. Satisfaction of the soul comes through the faith in Christ. All other routes to satisfaction are counterfeits if you're seeking any other way. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. No man. There's no other way, folks. You can't go in the back door. You can't go on the side door. There's no other way but through the Lord Jesus Christ. And He will be the one that satisfies your soul. We are all invited to a feast. Water to quench our thirst. Nourishing food to satisfy our hunger. Spiritual food to satisfy the soul. We are all invited to this free feast. Let us feast on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus paid it all. Let all hungry and thirst ones come to Him and be satisfied. I don't know about you today, folks, but I'm satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because He bled and died. He paid the price. He paid the price. Nailed to a tree. Nailed to a tree. He was human just like me and you. He didn't want to go to the tree. He prayed in Gethsemane, and his sweat became as drops of blood, and he begged his Father, Lord, let this cup pass. He never heard from his Father. He said, not my will, Father, but your will be done. He went on to the cross. Why? Because he had you in mind. He had me in mind. He had this world in mind. He could have called 10,000 angels to take him off the cross, but he bled and died and hung there so that you and I could be set free. And now we can be satisfied. You can be satisfied. And all the anxiety, all the fears, all the worry, all the frustration, everything, you could be satisfied in Jesus. Relinquish it all and come to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand with me across the building today.